It's Marketplace Tech for Friday, October 5th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. $163,167,539.95 is the penalty. The scam is called scareware, fake pop-ups on the computer saying, "You've got virus." Kurt Baumgartner, researcher for the computer security firm Kaspersky Lab, explains how it worked.
The user has been online, you know, in the middle of their day, they're rushing through something, they're trying to find an image, and they get redirected to a website that in the background silently installs this malware. And then all of a sudden, you know, a little while later, all these pop-ups start showing up on their computer saying, you know, "Warning, your machine is infected."
Computers would then display a phone number to call where victims forked over $40 to $60 on credit cards to get the virus, which never existed, removed. This week's penalty was imposed by a federal court, part of a crackdown by the Federal Trade Commission on a series of accused fraudsters.
Marketplace Tech Report is supported by Vanderbilt University Medical Center, using a patient's DNA to customize cholesterol therapy. More information available at VanderbiltHealth.com, the promise of discovery.
It's not the State Fair, but Maker Fair, an annual gathering geared toward do-it-yourselfers who mix culture with science and technology. There are versions of the same event from San Mateo, California to Austin, Texas. Marketplace Tech producer Ben Johnson went to the latest Maker Fair in the New York borough of Queens the other day. Ben, what was the feel there?
Well, it was pretty chaotic. There are people walking around dressed as stormtroopers. Others are playing those theremin music synthesizers. Kids are hammering and making marshmallow guns out of PVC pipe. I had to be careful where I stepped because of all the roving robots. I found Stephen Lynch. He's part of the hackers collective called Hack Manhattan. Remember that old computer game Pong? He made this weird 16-foot version of it with lights, and he was letting people control the paddles and the ball with what's called an EEG headset.
What it's doing is measuring the brainwaves associated with attention. That's sent by Bluetooth to a PC to a microcontroller that controls the board. Mind versus machine here. Some people do very well and some people don't. Some kids pick it up immediately and some don't, and some adults have a whole lot of trouble.
There were other kinds of games, too. So there was this one tech evangelist trying to solve a more serious problem. His name is Aaron Horowitz from Rhode Island. He founded a startup called Sproutel. He was carrying this weird-looking teddy bear with a computer processor in its chest.
This teddy bear robot thing, his name is Jerry the Bear. He's a totally interactive teddy bear for kids with type 1 diabetes. And he teaches them how to do everything from monitor their blood glucose levels to maintain a healthy diet. So by giving them something to take care of, it helps them understand sort of why all of these procedures are being done to them.
Some of the people there were actually more interested in art and music. This drummer Ryan Rafa had this project, Rhythm Synthesis, and his wife was there playing a role familiar to a significant other.
I'm the founder of this project.
Ryan's project was made out of color slides and this digital camera that spits out sounds. It's not likely to be the next big thing in tech, but it could be the next big small thing. And he says that's sort of what it's all about.
I mean, really, we're all approaching technology from different directions. We're all talking about computation and the different uses of it. It may not be a rocket ship to the moon, but it is going to address something that, of your concern. And I think that's what makes Maker Faire so important.
We put some photos of that fair at the MarketplaceTech.org website, including one of that mind control Pong game. I'm David Brancaccio, and that is Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.